in studio, Ty. The Sixers got a sweep of the Laramie Rangers last night, 14-8 in game one. We did game two. They won 13-3. Ty, what's happening? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I think we're doing well.
I just noticed your shirt. You were in, like, elementary school in that.
Where'd you dig that one out of?
You go right in your dad's closet?
When I was like 11.
Yeah. Okay.
Still, like, you'll grow into it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you did. Lo and behold, you have.
Fits so now.
He's wearing a 2001 state championship t-shirt.
Yeah. It's got all the scores from that tournament and everything on it.
Where was that tournament held?
I think this one was in Cheyenne.
Okay.
And I guess this would be the second one of that, the run, right?
Okay.
Wasn't that the first?
Did they win it in 2000?
No, not two.
Yeah,
just one. This must have been the first
scabs
one
off old wounds. Yeah, that was the year they lost to.
That's right.
To Torrington.
You're right.
That was Torrington's last of three.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have got a slew of games going right now.
Yeah.
What is it, like 31 games in the month of July?
Yeah, something crazy. We've made it to the back end of several different tournaments, which adds to your game total, and then we've had some midweek games throughout this month. So they're adding up for sure.
I asked you, I know, during the break, if you had it to do over again, heading in, you know, getting ready for postseason, you're playing some good competition in these tournaments, but would you maybe cut a few games out, you think, if you had it to do over again?
You know, it's going to be interesting. I'll be interested to see how we play at the end. This team was probably as battle-tested a team as we've had and had to grind through game time as more than anybody, but it does cut into some of your practice time. We're trying to make up for lost time there, so you know, I think we're playing pretty well, and we'll kind of see how this thing turns out and make some decisions for the future.
How do you feel your guys are doing right now? I mean, do they look fresh? Are your arms fresh? Or, you know, what you're seeing right now, is it kind of normally what you would see this time of the season, even though you guys have been playing so many games?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've got a very deep pitching staff, which has been huge for us to keep arms fresh and throw guys basically once a week, that type of deal. As far as our hitters, we're getting more and more locked in, but so is everyone else. You can see that the offenses have turned up for a lot of different teams throughout the month of July, and so that's good. For us, it's just going to be about, you know, working ahead, throwing strikes, and playing clean defensively, and just keep trying to swing the bats.
You've played in a lot of tournaments, but the Cobbett tournament that was held in Cheyenne, what did you think of that that tournament? What, 17, 18 teams that were here? You guys made it to the semifinals, just a run short or a couple runs short. What did you think of the whole experience playing in that tournament, though?
You know, as far as competition goes, I thought it was outstanding. You know, we were in the side with two of the, well, it's got 12 of the best teams in the front range, you know, and we got to play Cherry Creek on our home field, and we got to play Four Corners here, and some of the teams that we've seen throughout the summer, but the very top cream of the crop level of our area. So that was huge. It was fun for us to get to do that at home. And, you know, I thought the talent in that tournament was as good as anything we've been in. And, you know, I would like to see it come back to Cheyenne and be a part of it again.
I want to get your opinion on something. This may be a difficult question to ask, but I'm just curious. So 10, 11 years ago, the rule came out from State Legion that you can't play in-state Connie Mack team. The whole Casper situation came out where, you know, they split off and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That rule's still in place. Do you think it's time for that rule to probably – I mean, it was a rule that came out to spite the Casper – but now you have the Mustangs here that play Connie Mack. Do you think it's time for that rule to probably go away or not? Just your opinion.
Well, I don't know, man. You know,
this is probably a tough question.
It's not really, you know, my decision on if that rule is in place or not. I think it would be a lot of fun to be able to play some of those teams around the state of Wyoming that aren't Legion. But I also do understand why they have the rule in place and what it's designed to do. And it's designed to protect Legion baseball, and it's being passed down by the commissioner and the guys in charge of Legion baseball in our state, and I totally understand why they have it the way that they have it. But I could see it'd be fun to play some of those games as well.
Had you guys and the Mustangs won, would there have been a waiver to play that game?
We did. I did talk to the commissioner about that. He said if we met him in the bracket play portion of the tournament, then we'd be cleared to play him. But he did want us to avoid pool play games. You know, Casper and the Mustangs were originally in the same pool, so we had to make amends for that. So If we are scheduled to play them, they try to make us avoid that. If you, you know, same thing in Cherry Creek tournament. You know, if you run into them,
Cherry Creek, we just run opposite sides.
Exactly.
Of the
well, it, that one just was designed that way. It just turned out to be that way. But you know, they've told us if you don't want to, we don't want to ruin anyone's tournament. You get to the bracket bit play part. If you run into them, you run into them, and that's that. So, you know, we were kind of hoping that maybe it could work out that way, but unfortunately it didn't, came up a run short. So you know, it's exciting. We got good baseball going on in the state of Wyoming. We got competitive teams here, and our guys have been playing great, and I'm proud of them.
Talking to Ty Lane, Cheyenne Post 6 baseball manager, as you get ready to head to Fort Collins, the Gabe Pando, and that's a tournament you guys have been a part of for several years now. What's the competition? You got Lakewood, you've got I just ran off your schedule there, but you got some quality teams. You got some quality teams beginning tomorrow. Is this going to be a good another good test for you guys heading into more division play?
Yeah, I think so. We'll have Lakewood, and then we'll play the Roughnecks again, who was in our pool for.
Now, is this the team that you've already seen a couple times?
Yeah,
I know they got two.
This is their grad team, which is the same okay. basic team that we've played.
Is that the 20-17 game that
yeah,
you guys had?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've played them all kinds of different games. We've played them 3-0 and 20-17. So, but they're a great team. They're run. They're a top-notch run organization in Northern Colorado. So we've got them, and we've got Regis High School, who puts together a very good summer team. I think they beat us last year in the Final Four of that tournament. Okay. So, and then I think who do we finish?
Pooter.
We finish with Pooter, and you know, there's a former Sixer up at Pooter coaching those guys in Luke Cheever. So it'll be a fun pool play, and then you know, there's some other very difficult pools in this tournament as well, and we'll see where we finish up in this thing.
So pool play wrap up Saturday, and then if you happen to win it, it's a Final Four on Sunday. Is that right?
That's right, Final Four. So I think there's three pools, three pool winners, and a wild card team make it into the Final Four. Everyone else is just matching up on that day.
So you know, the way things are going, you're probably going to get in and add more games on that, right?
Well, I wouldn't be mad about getting into the back end of this one for sure. But you know, as well as that, we've got four big league games next week. That's probably where our priority is going into this week. Maybe a little bit different than it's been throughout the summer, but we got to have four good arms ready to pitch next week. And you know, 2-0 in league right now. You got Gillette and Sheridan, two of the top teams in the state, and we got to be ready to try to wrap up that one seed on our side.
I know one thing we've talked about a time or two this summer is that you know, you only had the three seniors, and then you had, you know, a lot of guys that played last year, but they still. You know, they still need to get more experience under their belts. And then you had a bunch of guys who had never played varsity before. You know, how do you feel like you guys have done in that maturation process?
I think we've done an amazing job. Those guys have worked their butts off to get in the position they're in right now. You know, we have so many new faces to the varsity and guys getting their first taste of, you know, even if they were pitchers last year, like we had said, getting their first taste of playing every day at this level. And we've just matured and come a long ways. You could see it in the numbers we've put up offensively over the last 2 weeks, and you know, we're playing pretty clean defensively, and we've grown up and we've matured, and I think these guys understand how to win baseball games at this level, and we're going to try to do the best we can at the end.
You mentioned some of your division foes coming up. Sheridan seems like a weird team to me because you look at their record. I think they're 19-36 or something like that, but they're to me, they seem like they have to be better than that. They've beaten Post 22. Mm. They've beaten the Scarlets, which year in and year out, I mean, maybe they're down a little bit, but they're still a quality team. Do you get that sense that Sheridan's just kind of a I don't want to say skids, but they're just a weird up and down type of team that can get anybody if they're playing their best?
You know, I think that there's several teams in the state this year that are Casper. Like that. You know, my guess is Sheridan has one or two arms mm-hmm. that, you know, when they run those guys out there, they're capable of beating anybody. And shoot, I think, you know, even Jackson has a college return arm that's good. There's pretty much everybody in the state this year has at least one arm that when they run them out there, man, that guy's going to be tough to beat that day. So that makes for a very interesting state tournament of how you're going to play it, who you're going to pitch when, and it'll be competitive. And I think really more than any other year, we've got eight teams that could win a state title this year.
Casper's a team that's jumped out and got you guys a couple times this year. They seem to be swinging it a lot. It seems like they've gotten a lot better as the season's gone on, and you've been able to see that up close with some of the games you've had with them.
Absolutely. That's another team we've talked about that, you know, people are starting to swing the bats a lot better towards the end of the summer. And, you know, Brooks Browning, their three-hole hitter, has been, geez, can't find a way to get him out. And yesterday, Reed Beatty, three-hole hitter for Laramie, hits two home runs and one foul. So he's a college returner from Trinidad, and he's really tough to get out. I don't know if we got him out yesterday, but there's some good players in this state, and we're going to have to play very good baseball to get through it.
Are you ready for me to stop sending Tyler Pozlowski to cover your game? Because I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but every time Tyler covers one, it ends up in a football score.
Right. Yeah, well, hey, we're trying to get the offense going, so let's get Tyler out there, and we're enjoying having him.
I did that Casper game, the 15-14 one. Right. I mean, you guys are up 9 runs or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could even see it. I mean, the guys were loose, and, which, you know, you're talking about teenage boys out there. That's the way it's going to be. And you mentioned Brooks Brown. I was like, oh, my God, he hit that grand slam.
Yeah,
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. What's going on here?
That ball was smoked. He got a fastball up and hit it hard. But, you know, he's a talented hitter. He had a couple more doubles against us in this Cava tournament. And he's just he's a good athlete. He's good at multiple sports, and he's locked in at the plate right now.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the state tournament. You got a little bit more to clean up before we get there, but being home for the state tournament's got to feel pretty good.
You know, we kind of designed our schedule that way this summer. We've had pretty much the month of July in Cheyenne, and got to play at Powers Field quite a bit, and we'll start in that 7 o'clock time slot, so we're used to that here at Powers, and we're just excited to get everybody in town and do this thing.
The 7 innings, how have you felt? You were kind of on the fence when the season started. Do you like the 7 innings now? Do you think it's a good change, or are you still on the fence?
I'm on the fence a little bit. I mean, it's interesting. It makes for a short game. You know, you take 6 outs away from each side, and it really matters how you start a lot more. You know, we gave up a 3-run inning to Laramie to start the game, and you know, you look up at the scoreboard and you're starting to count how many outs you got to work with from that point forward. So, you know, you want to get off on the right foot, throw a 0 on the board, and get your offense back in to hit. And if you don't do that, it can apply a little bit more pressure to your club for sure.
Well, and then the other thing is, I have to go back and look at my game story from that 2006 regional, but I don't think you guys beat Lakeside Recovery from Washington if it's only a 7-inning game.
Right.
Well, I thought that was – oh, because that had been ended in 5, right? Because it was down 10. I thought it was 10-1.
You guys were down quite a bit.
It was, yeah.
But even then, I don't. You know, I think the comeback started in 7 and 8, and
it did. We had an 8-run 7th, I think it was, or 8th. So we started. But there's been so many times, really both ways. You know, last year if the Hawaii game's a 7-inning game, we win that one. So and then we're 2-0 into the tournament. So I've seen it both ways, and that's kind of the point is. You take those last 6 outs away from each side, and it can definitely change an outcome of a ball game.
Outstanding, Ty. We appreciate it, man. Might be able to see you on Tuesday against Sheridan for the second game of that doubleheader. Awesome. So be out there, but definitely for the state tournament, we'll be around. So
we're looking forward to it, Keith. Right. Thanks,
Ty. We appreciate it. That's